The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ." There's an old adage that says, "Love is a fabric which never fades, no matter how often it is washed in the water of adversity and grief." There is no getting around the fact that this country as a whole is in the midst of adversity, as well as other places throughout the world. When there is a lack of love on display in the hearts of any people, nothing good occurs. We should never, ever underestimate the power of love. God sent Jesus into the world because of his love for mankind, which is why the voice of Jesus needs to be heard and obeyed. The best way to overcome hatred and anger is spelled L-O-V-E, and it is amazing how powerful love can be. So much so, Jesus, out of his obedience to the Father in heaven, as well as his love for mankind, hung, bled, and died on the cross of Calvary. But before he closed his eyes in death, he proclaimed to the Father in heaven in John chapter 19 and verse 30, the words, "It is finished." Those who know and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior must remain steadfast in the faith until our time on the time side of life is finished. Strongly consider the words Jesus spoke in John 16 and verse 33. As related to tribulations, Jesus says, "In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." So despite any adversity we will face in life, the love of Jesus is an adversity crusher. Those who know and trust in Jesus as Lord and Savior understand no matter how much adversity and grief we face in this life, it will be short-lived in comparison to eternity. John 5 and verse 24, Jesus says, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Our only hope is in Jesus Christ. The words of Jesus in John 15 and verses 19 through 11 keeps our hope, which is in Christ Jesus, alive. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my Father's commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full." There's more. For those wearing the name Christian, there is joy in knowing the meaning of 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4, which says, "Blessed be the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed for the last time." So the question is this: do you know Jesus? If not, you need to. He died for you.